We have a few categories that this will be a yearly thing. And
we're immortalizing like historical winners yearly.
Yes.
It's like okay. a lifetime achievement yes. award
it's like
for
a,
some of them.
All lifetime achievement.
All lifetime. Yeah. And okay. so we have 13 categories. And I think we should just run through them. And we'll see if we'll see who it is. Mm-hmm. Very exciting times. So the first award is somebody who got secondary pussy. Somebody who got trickle-down residual pussy.
Mm, that Reagan shit.
Oh, so like okay. if you're in a crew with secondary. Somebody and they're getting pussy and you got off, like when Glennie Balls goes out with Dave or whatever and he's just at the table sitting mm-hmm. there getting secondary pussy?
Secondary pussy.
Secondary pussy.
Yeah, runoff. Okay.
There's like a ton of nominees. Pussy. There's a lot of little brothers that hang out in older brothers' friend groups. There's a lot of people that get not undeserving pussy because, you know, they're there. Mm-hmm. But there is one standout. And Kyle, do you want to say who it is?
Are we talking about?
Wilb.
Wilb Chamberlain.
Wilbert Chamberlain, the younger brother of Wilt.
Young yeah. Wilb?
Uh-huh. Yes.
He was so, always yeah. getting
So
that
Wilt extra. Chamberlain had two maybe more.
Maybe.
But Google says Oliver and Wilbert.
Yes.
But we know about Wilb.
Wilb.
Mm-hmm. Wilb the Stilb.
Now, Wilb, his older brother would clown him, just be like, you've gotten 0.2% of the pussy
got
I've gotten.
1% of the pussy that I've got, little bro. He was like, I've still fucked hundreds of girls, statistically. And, like, we're in Pennsylvania. You're fucking the grossest girls.
That's
in
right.
Carlisle and Harris. So, I'm fucking like, attractive girls.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So Wilt, yes. 20,000, give or take.
He's
that's the population of our hometown.
Of Wheeling. So if you want to do the math, not only are, like, 90%, like, 18,720 of them, like, I wouldn't want to fuck. They're physically unfuckable.
Physically unfuckable.
What do you mean? They're sealed
up? Clothes, flaps, the works.
Born without an orifice.
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't get into it if
toxic
you wanted
runoff.
To.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all genders. That's not even yeah. just things yeah. with pussies.
So Wilb is being enshrined because he was picky.
And but so 1% is that official? So he fucked 2,000.
1% of 35,000 would be 350. That's like the max that something can be cool, like the amount of sex that can be cool. 350.
Yeah,
the max. So you're saying anything less than that would be cool?
No, 350. Like, anything more than 350 cool. is like you.
I don't believe you.
That's gross.
You're nasty. You need to go to rehab.
I understand
that sort of thing.
So where's Tobey Maguire fit in all this?
The Pussy Posse hit King.
He was in the Pussy Posse, and he was a nominee. He was in the Pussy Posse because he hung out with Leo.
He hung out with Leo.
I'm getting Leo's residual.
E from Entourage was there.
Yeah,
but Tobey Maguire was famous.
Tobey was ahead of yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. No, the pecking order, like that was another residual track, like pussy, like kind of ladder almost, and definitely E's at the bottom of that.
That's my question. Like, is it how famous do you have to be to officially count as secondary pussy? Like, was Aaron Carter to Nick Carter? Is that a trickle down pussy?
That's not trickle down pussy. That's not trickle down
pussy. That's his own pussy.
Mm-hmm. Independent pussy.
That is not trickle down pussy.
So same with Mr. Maguire then, probably. That's his own pussy.
Maguire, yeah. it's Maguire's own pussy.
Meanwhile, with Wilb.
Maguire would be assassinated, not murdered.
Yeah.
Wilb would be murdered, would be not murdered. Assassinated.
That's a good way to...
And poor Wilt.
Yeah. He said he regretted
it. He scored his... His 100-point game was in
Hershey,
PA.
Yeah.
Brown, you've been around those parts.
It's the sweetest place on earth, but that's because the women are diabetic.
Oh, the women there.
Yes.
Yeah, what was he going to, Chambersburg?
Yeah. Definitely. Fucking, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. So that, who were the other nominees?
Tobey was on there.
So he was?
Yes.
Okay.
Tobey was on there, but
down,
it is still trickle down from Leo. Everybody's exactly. Everybody's secondary to Leo.
Yeah, it's like it's like a water there. Table almost.
But
like it has to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But this is the inaugural class, so we have to take the best of the best. And that's why for the second award we're giving out tonight, the second of 13, is for tertiary pussy, who got the trickle-down of the trickle-down.
Tertiary pussy, wow.
You've been saying that like once a month for the past 2 years, and I pretend to know what it
means. The word tertiary?
It's third in line.
Third in line?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're giving this to Oliver Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. Ollie.
Well deserved.
So right. why was Ollie getting less puss than Wilb? Why how did he
because
wind up third in the pecking order if they're both brothers?
Phonetically.
Uh-huh.
I went home with you
just miscommunication.
Girls bragging, I went home with W. Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
You assume. Nobody like, ever thinks Will first.
Like, oh, who'd you fuck? Like, Will Chamberlain? What was that? Will Chamberlain?
If you just stutter through it, it sounds a little bit more impressive.
Or it's like when someone at a festival takes a picture with a random person, like, dude, I took a picture with Kanye West, just not Kanye
not
West.
Not Kanye West.
Yeah, right. Dude, this is Steve Aoki. Like, no, it's an Asian dude with long hair.
And exactly. Oliver was also younger. So
yeah.
The
third in line, yeah.
Wilt and Oliver probably weren't close friends.
Oh, and there's probably chances where Wilt didn't want to fuck someone, but it was between Wilbur and Oliver. And since Wilbur's the older brother, he could kind of bully him off the ball and be like, that's my pussy prima nocta.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
So Oliver is going to take that title. There weren't very many competitors for
for tertiary.
More? Well, yeah.
The Artful Dodger must have had some trickle down pussy going on from him from his whole tree. Mm-hmm. But it's like how can you tell who's secondary and who's tertiary in the Artful Dodger's world? Was
he
Oliver
was probably
Twist
good at he was probably good at fingering girls.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he could steal that pussy.
But yes.
He's like, I get off when you get off. He was that type of guy. Like in the world of like Will Chamberlain come and he's gone. Didn't
yes.
give a fuck if the girl orgasmed. But Wilbur, he's like, I'm gonna try. And Ollie, all he wanted to do was make
every time
fun.
Oliver fucked, he fell in love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. A hopeless romantic?
And Wilt was like, back. Ollie, come here. Sit down.
And so that's your Wilt?
That's my Wilt.
Sounded like him.
Ollie, why don't you come here?
He was like 6 feet tall at age 10.
Wilt was?
According to Google.
His, early on before he, I don't know what deodorant was like at the time, but he must have been one of the smelliest boys in his class.
Easily.
If he was just hitting, his pituitary glands must have been overloaded.
Reason, yeah. And he was probably sweaty from fucking his teachers.
Oh, yeah, the
because
pheromones.
For 20,000 women, you have to fuck since 2 years old?
Yeah.
1.5 a day, they said, was his pace that he was at. I don't know if they must have distilled it down to a certain amount of years that he was fucking.
Sure.
1.5 a day.
Maybe Jerry Thornton was getting trickle-down pussy from Will Chamberlain.
Seriously?
He's like, you're paying my salary.
These trickle-down I work.
Have unlimited blogs.
Yeah, it could be tertiary. Uh-huh. If Jerry Thornton makes enough money by blogging about Will Chamberlain's pussy and then eventually a woman marries him for his wealth, then he...
Fact.
Then
congratulations,
Will Chamberlain,
Mr. Thornton. Yeah.
Congratulations.
You're nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the third award.
Okay.
We have the Pussy's Pussy Award. This is somebody that, you know, Pussy's Pussy. Low standards.
Oh, just okay. Any type of... I thought you were saying it in a way that it's like, it's a guy's guy.
No.
Pussy's Pussy.
No. Okay.
This is just Pussy's Pussy.
Yeah, Pussy's Pussy.
Yeah. Like,
and, pussy. Any wet...
It's like isn't that like a popular Myrtle Beach boardwalk shirt?
Yeah, Pussy's
Pussy. I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. Yeah. They love that, which is weird.
I'm not straight, but Pussy's
They're like
pussy.
The most homophobic people, but they love that shirt.
Yeah, they do.
Why, I wonder.
Okay.
So we do have some runner-ups. Jack Antonoff.
Mm-hmm.
Of the bleachers.
Oh, because he ended up with Ms.
Lena Dunham.
Ms. Dunham.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, he's famous in his own right.
Hey, you're abusing a dog. I don't care. Pussy's Pussy.
So is he in a band?
Fun and and bleachers.
And he's recorded...
And the Rolling Stones.
But he's also, like, one of the most successful producers. Like, he produces every song for everybody. He's so successful.
Right.
Uh-huh.
He's fucking missed
and that. Then, is Jeselnik on the list?
Anthony Jeselnik is number two on the list for runners-up.
Why?
It's like a sexual dated act that would be
David,
performed on you.
Dated Amy Schumer.
Ooh. Jeselnik?
Yeah. Long time.
Huh. It wasn't like he was like getting jokes written for him. He was writing her jokes.
He was writing
literally
her
wrote
job.
Inside Amy Schumer.
Yeah, but I think he's a cynic, and he was just like, how can I hate myself more?
He probably felt himself being unfunny, and he was like, I need to hate my life stat.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he went to a Pussy's Pussy mode.
Yeah, he loves the
Pussy's
dude,
Pussy. And then we also we also have Hugh Jackman. Notoriously
big wife guy,
swamp thing looking wife.
Oh man,
he's gay.
He's gay. He's a gay man, and that's why he's just a runner up.
And Mr. Jack, have you guys talked about any historical presidents specifically, Roosevelt's and Lincoln's?
Yeah. We're
gonna get there.
We do have some categories that will be historical.
I mean, Franklin Roosevelt was a president, and he dated
his cousin,
married his worst-looking cousin, an ugly cousin,
not even straight cousin,
a hot cousin. That's the ultimate Pussy's Pussy move.
Yeah, like, and who was saying? Everybody has a marryable cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, if gun to your head, there's one that comes.
You know,
there's
one person that immediately comes to your mind. Yeah.
Yes,
and that's first cousins, and they get exponentially more every year.
Was Lincoln fucking?
Yes.
Mary Tyler?
No.
Mary Todd.
Mary Todd.
Yeah.
The first clinically depressed woman, I think.
Yeah, ever in history.
Yeah, she was the first one to be clinically depressed.
She invented it.
She bagged Lincoln. How are you depressed? Or was it after?
Because it's not everything that is
You never
up
take
to be.
Me out, Abe. You never take me to a movie.
Fine.
Fine.
Fuck this bitch.
Mary Todd Lincoln. It's a game.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Mary. Who would you
like
Todd?
Mary
Todd. Mary Margot Lincoln. Robbie. Todd Kate Upton, and I would Lincoln Jessica Alba.
Lincoln Jessica Alba.
Yeah, I'm dude. What do you mean to do?
We're going
to
cut that. We're going to cut that for sure.
I guess.
Damn.
Damn.
But there is one winner, and this is somebody.
I forget what award this is.
This is
Pussy's Award, yes.
It's a man named Jeff. He was the winner of the one and only season of the John and Kate plus eight second spinoff. So there was a spinoff with just Kate plus eight.
Uh-huh.
And this was a spinoff from that. This is called Kate plus Date. This was men that were competing to go on a date with Kate from John and Kate plus eight.
Okay.
And this is the guy that won. He did a whole season, and all they did was kiss on the show.
No shit.
And he'd won Jeff.
Fantasy.
She's so unfuckable. She's unfuckable like you guys are talking about.
There is no bigger pussy's pussy guy than, hey, do you want to be on TV? I mean, that sounds horrible. Dating show. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Who's the prize? Who's the girl at the end? Oh, it's like a TV star. Oh, that sounds
celebrity
awesome.
Celebrity television star, yeah.
Does she have, like, what, is there any baggage?
Yeah.
Does she have good pussy? No. No, it looks like
a Stargate portal.
Yeah, it looks like a broken taffy pool down there. Just a malfunctioning, just stretched in all sorts of ways.
Like a parachute from a gym class.
And you have to compete for her affection.
Yeah. But that's real, and then what?
And her ex is a DJ at Chili's now, too.
Kissed her a bunch?
He kissed her, and then they're very closed lips about if they're still dating.
Hmm.
There's nothing closed lips about Kate. Yeah, so that is our first winner of Pussy's Pussy.
With all due respect, I'm going to let you finish, but Tiger Woods, world-class athlete, fucks almost exclusively Denny's waitresses.
Yes. He's an all-time pussy's pussy guy, but he was not born it.
Mm-hmm. And he also fucked models.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. The second you fuck a model, the second you're disqualified from pussy's pussy.
Mm-hmm. Big porn star guy, too.
Yeah.
I feel like that also excludes you from pussy's pussy.
Absolutely.
Big time.
But yes, right, Jeff, congratulations.
And what's the next category?
The next category
is something different?
No, yes, it's pussy's pussy. So this is our lesbian category.
Okay, so it's different than pussy's pussy. Spelled the same.
Spelled exactly the same. Apostrophe S. One is possessive and one is
contraction.
Contraction.
So the last one was pussy is pussy.
And this one's the pussy's pussy.
I mean, a pussy that belongs to a pussy.
We can bring back Eleanor Roosevelt again for you, Rowan, if you want.
Was she a lesbian?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
I think now, the more Rowan says it, I do think FDR should have been on the pussy's pussy list because he married his lesbian first cousin. Like, that is as pussy's pussy as
it was even for, I think it was like fifth. I think it was a deeper cousin than first. I could be wrong about that. But at the same time, it was before he had polio.
Yeah.
He was walking around, strutting around. He could have had his pick of the pussy.
Fifth cousin is weird, though, because first, second, third, fourth, that's like very much your cousin. If you find out somebody's your fifth cousin, just like find somebody else. There's no fetish there. It's just like bat.
Yeah, just like, nah.
It is fifth cousin. Good call, Roan.
He went from fifth to sixth cousin. He also fucked his sixth cousin. He cheated on his fifth cousin with his sixth cousin. He was obsessed. He thought that was the only pussy pool that he could.
His literal gene pool.
If I had to go back in time, I would go back and just be like, Frankie, listen, bud. You can fuck anybody you want. And
he wouldn't have heard it. He wouldn't have listened. Mm. There's no chance that he would have listened. He wouldn't have heard a word of it. He wanted to fuck his cousins.
He did. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about lesbians. We're going to have, women can be immortalized.
I'm trying to think of promiscuous lesbians. Promiscuous.
We have some runner-ups. Rowan.
Ms. DeGeneres. Would you consider...
She's faithful.
And you could also include her wife. Also a lesbian. What are the odds?
Yeah. Wait.
Must be genetic.
Wait. Yeah, they both are.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I just Googled it.
That's
right, who's on this list?
Ellen is on the list. Young Ma.
She's an up and comer. She actually, her name
she
is,
fucks vertically.
Michaela Atkinson.
Is it really?
She was, yeah.
That's Ma. That's what Ma stands for. It's a.
Right. She was a little white girl.
Just her initials.
Yeah, that's what an acronym is, I guess. Damn,
young Michaela Atkinson from Little Blossoms Montessori School.
Her dad's
in Naperville.
Rowan, Mr. Bean.
Rowan Atkinson. Wow.
Take the stage.
And then we also have as a runner up Megan Rapinoe.
Handsome ass bitch.
The most
West
handsome.
Side Chicago.
The most handsome bitch.
Woke queen.
Beat that pussy
a woke
up.
Queen. She friends with Michelle
Drago.
Obama. Her Michelle Obama type.
Definitely. I think they have a pod. A pussy pod where they fuck women.
Yeah, they fuck
together.
And Ken Jack, you found a revelation about Megan Rapinoe.
I mean, her name literally says peen no.
She says no.
Wow.
She was born to
she
be
just, it's peen
Mm-mm.
no.
Mm-mm.
She was born.
She's the Dikembe Mutombo of peen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Immediate
No. Not today.
Like, yeah, because, like, mm-hmm. she even sounds like that, because when she sees a dick, like, she's, like, phlegming up, just,
she's
like, about to puke.
Allergic to that straight
yeah.
shit.
Just be like, hey, Megan, let's, Megan, come up to my room. It's quieter up there.
Okay. Okay. I like to come up. And then he whips out, no.
She just turns into, what's that voice you were just doing?
Dikembe Mutombo.
It's Dikembe Mutombo from the commercial.
Maybe Fat Albert?
Yeah, he was like a little bit Fat Albert. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Sappho, from the Greek island of Lesbos.
Oh, true, yeah.
The first
good call.
The first dyke. The first dyke. I'm sorry.
Dicopolis. I'm
sorry. A poet who wrote of her yearning of women, famously. A true pussy's pussy.
Wait, is that what
a
makes a lesbian pussy. Loving women?
I think so.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Gay.
You have anything to announce?
I think I might be a lesbian. Fellas, I love women.
But there is one pussy's pussy that stands out.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Brave woman, tall, strong, redheaded.
Oh.
Politician. Cynthia Nixon, Sex and the City actress.
Really?
That's
she's
right.
Blondish.
Yeah. Was she blonde? I thought she was reddish.
Did you have red hair in the show? Or was that
was
the
she the one
ones?
Without a chin?
She's chinless, but that's even harder. It's harder to to mount between thighs, betwixt thighs, without a chin.
Or I guess you don't have a perch.
You're rolling off the Mons pubis.
You just slip right off. Yeah,
right off
the puzzle piece.
Just hold on.
Right off the MP. Just can't get. Yeah,
she has no. That's what the
but
chin
that
is
that doesn't
for.
Stop her. Did she run for mayor of New York
mayor
City?
Mayor of New York.
She did.
Yes.
First off, I didn't know she was
or
a
governor.
Politician
governor.
Or
she ran against Cuomo. I know that
she
much.
Ran against Cuomo. She did lose,
which
but
is
she
anti-Italian,
lost with
by the way.
Yes.
Don't run against Cuomo. That's fucked up.
Fucking Yang. Yang is anti-Italian, too.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that shit.
Oh, no, he's running against de Blasio. But well, that's also
either
anti-Italian.
Exactly.
Is this the Nixon broad, Cynthia Nixon?
Sex
she
in the City
famously
actress?
Active sexually?
She is. She came out, I believe, later in life.
After her sex scenes on Sex in the City.
Yes. So, you know, that's awesome.
Real awesome. She looks like Tilda Swinton, kind
she
of,
looks
if
like
you're
Tilda
having
Swinton.
Trouble picturing her in
I
your
was.
Mind. Kind of looks like Ronald Weasley yes. a little bit in the face.
She looks mm-hmm. tall. She might not be tall, but she's got the frame that looks very tall.
And she chose to be into women. I didn't shoot. But,
halfway through
she,
life.
She switched over to women. But
for
like her,
attention.
Her background her background doesn't scream lesbian. She followed her like, what kind of lesbian watches Sex in the City and likes politics?
None of them.
That's the only demographic those two things don't hit.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So she's
separate circles.
She truly is a pioneer.
That's right. So Cynthia, congratulations.
Oh, no pies in her. It's strictly.
Wow, lesbian. Yeah. Well like a fur
young Ma beat the pussy up like Bam Bam. She ate it while it was leaking.
But that was
she would eat it the whole weekend.
With her having a strap on, though, doesn't it kind of complicate
she
things? She's simulating penis.
You can't cream mm-hmm. with a strap on.
Yeah, you can't cream with
a strap
on. You
can't cream pie a woman with a strap on. That's just a fact.
That's
you
a Myrtle Beach shirt.
Why did she say beat it up like Bam Bam? Bam Bam was a kid.
Also, you haven't been paying attention to the strap on game.
I guess Bam, not.
Who was that like a ode to the Flintstone boy with
yeah,
the
who else could that be?
The mallet.
I thought it was just an onomatopoeia.
Oh, wait, wasn't there a UFC?
Bam.
Wrestler,
bam.
A fighter that was Bam Bam, something Bam Bam.
Yes, there was definitely a fighter with that moniker at one
Bam
point.
Bam Bigelow?
Mm-hmm. No. That's
Catherine Bigelow.
Like, I don't want to beat it up like Fred Flintstone. That dude for sure fucks.
Foreign and a foreign. She's a mixed breed. Hips on parentheses.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that.
A good one. She drives stick. It's a 6-speed. And then yellow in the inside. Swiss cheese.
My bitch is like PEMDAS.
What's the yellow in the inside?
I don't know.
Oh, yell oh.
Oh,
that can't okay. that can't be what awesome. Young Ma was that's going true. For.
Young Ma was going for that
yellow. That wordplay,
yellow on the
that's
inside.
That's definitely what she was going for. Okay, like your O face. Yeah,
Swiss cheese.
That's amazing.
Gross.
Shit.
Gross. That sounds gross.
I don't. Yeah, I don't like.
I don't want my. I don't want my pussy on Swiss cheese,
dude.
Cheesy ass dude,
pussy. Shit was on Munster.
Like
it's
like a dippable American. Okay.
It's like pimento. Or a fucking a girl named Brie. But her pussy.
Uncut.
But her pussy. Sharp cheddar. What's another good cheap pussy?
Monterey cheap? Jack. Pussy.
Monterey Jack. it's dumb. Next category is all AD.
All AD?
AD.
Oh,
time period.
Time period. Demi Dominus.
Yes.
That's probably not right.
Anno Domini.
Okay, there
Anno
it is.
Anno Domini. That sounds right, yeah.
And that's Year of Our Lord? Wait, AD is after death.
Yeah, so that's not actually it.
It's not actually
it's definitely a Latin thing. It's like, okay.
In the year of
but that's an easy way to keep track of it, yeah. Just after okay. death. So, Kyle, you were the one that discovered this man. He's nobody famous, but he's related to somebody famous.
I thought this was a different
Dustin.
Era.
Oh, AD.
Dustin Newton.
Dustin mm-hmm. Newton. Now the listeners are probably like, "What?" It's Isaac Newton's dickhead cousin,
mm-hmm.
Dickhead Dustin.
Dickhead Dustin. Dustin Newton.
Yeah,
and he just had the residuals of being friends with somebody famous, famous person,
relatives.
Yes.
And this is in the 17th century when there was only one famous person per lifetime.
Right.
So like Isaac was.
The only celebrity.
The celebrity.
But yeah. Noted virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Fact.
Died a virgin.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Who
that.
Who got all the pussy?
Dustin.
His dickhead mm-hmm. cousin.
This, yeah.
Holy like,
you
shit.
You want to come over, you want to slide through the crib and watch Isaac think? He's going to think. Yeah, we're going to think a little bit, then roll to the alehouse.
Yeah, but just like, yeah.
Get a cup of brown.
Know him. He's my cousin. Yeah, I was watching him think before he could fucking walk.
Dude, mm-hmm. I taught him how to think.
Yeah.
Thinking was like the rapping of that era.
Yeah,
and there was like definitely. Then there was like local thinkers, SoundCloud thinkers,
which was like Dustin, but like he wasn't going to give up.
The next
pussy,
most famous person of Jason. Was like the Blaise Pascal,
Pascal's Triangle.
He's like, are you the triangle guy? And he was like, no, it's more of an array of coalitions, mathematical coalitions.
And gravity was just easier to grasp. Yeah. Gravity was just, he would just drop those nuts.
You're the triangle.
Yeah, you're a triangle guy.
I invented moving, motion, force.
Where'd you get that apple, Isaac? Well, actually, and then Dustin's like, hey, come here, I'll tell you about it. Steals her away.
Mm-hmm.
Classic Dustin.
He just told all the stories like they were his own stories.
What you get into exactly. after this?
You wouldn't believe the shit that happened to my cousin.
They were drinking heavy back then,
yeah.
too.
Big time.
It was like that's when like sparkling
best.
Wine was invented. And everyone was Dominic Perignon was
mm-hmm.
he only popularized it, but
they strictly smoked mids. That's where the phrase think out loud came from. Literally.
Really? Yeah.
The phrase Dustin. Think out loud.
Damn. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes a ton of sense.
So Dustin, obviously.
Isaac's quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't fuck it.
He's thinking.
He's doing his thing right now.
Was there a cutoff for the AD? For the, like, because that's up till today, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's like right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
So who this else dude beat out, like, fucking Frank Sinatra. And
yes,
like,
he easily.
Beat out,
he
like,
literally beat him off.
He was the, he fucked the most.
God damn.
Like, almost everyone in England.
And what did he do to fuck?
Just brought people around to watch his boy think.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Where was Newton located? Pisa?
Lincolnshire. He's an English boy.
Oh, he's an English fella?
Lincolnshire, yeah.
So he had just had some...
You know who could have? Magellan.
Magellan was the only runner-up.
I agree with it. He circumnavigated the entire world.
Right.
It took him 3 years. Isn't that, like, bizarrely low for that time period?
Yeah, that he kind of he whipped around pretty
fast. I don't think if someone was like go to Omaha, you can't use your phone.
Not making
it. I would never.
You can't even use a sextant.
I would like never get there.
Yeah, and like imagine like Magellan of all he could be anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And you're taking your girl out to a bar at port and he rolls up and you're just like, "Oh no."
Fuck, you're in the West Indies. That's why they killed him in the West Indies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right. They were like, "Oh fuck, Magellan's
I think he died before it completed, so
Yeah, no, they
but
came home with
like
a crew of like 1,000.
All like 300 men.
Yeah. So he got all off women. Ready to fuck. Yeah.
And got off nonstop.
I think he realized like the significance and magnitude of his achievements like halfway through, and he was like, I gotta fuck. And I just got these guys.
Got mutinied like
and he like blamed it on the scurvy. He was like, oh, dude, my fucking vitamin C was
we
mad
better
low.
Pull
like,
over.
What the
here.
Fuck happened last night? Dude, I was hallucinating vaginas.
He bought one of those shirts at like Port Lucia, like, hey, pussy's pussy. Like, literally, like, what we're talking about.
And he was super jealous. He just brought, like, disease-bearing rats everywhere so no one else could fuck in his wake.
Exactly, yeah.
He just ruined every town that he went to.
You know who should have gotten pussy to? Copernicus.
You think Copernicus like, could have?
Think about this. Newton, he can't physically prove anything he's showing to any of the girls around. But Copernicus, you show a girl, like, a telescope, someone who's never seen a telescope in their life, you instantly wet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The stars.
Mm-hmm. You show them a star in the telescope.
Yeah, the first person to show a girl a star.
Well,
yeah.
And 1.0.1 magnification, and that girl just creamed immediately. Like, I'm fucking you right now.
I heard that he liked dudes, though.
Copernicus?
I heard he was trying to tell people something when he said that he stargazed. He put the gaze in stargaze.
Stargaze?
Oh, yeah, stargaze. Okay. That's what I heard. But Fibonacci should have been in that conversation
nah,
as well.
Sequence, nah, it's sequence. No bitches.
No bitches like sequences. Not one bitch.
Mm. Okay.
He should have been in the... But he wasn't.
Presley fucking Michael Jackson, literally he wore sequins all the time.
Oh, that's true.
Sequins.
Oh, fact. The Fibonacci sequins.
The Fibonacci sequins. Yeah, that's what it actually was.
Nice sequence, Fibonacci.
Like Fibonacci does sound like a wild gay designer. Yeah. Like,
well, it sounds like Liberace.
The mid-90s, yeah. The Fibonacci sequence.
So that's AD Dustin. Congratulations. Now we got to go to BC. And again, Kyle, you got to take this one.
It's Seth.
It's
and I hate
the easiest thing.
Yeah.
There was one runner-up.
Not Solomon? King Solomon?
No,
in the
I can't stress enough that Adam and Eve had a third son named Seth.
Okay, that's true.
And
but who was he fucking at the time,
Abel,
though?
He's Seth. Responsible for all lineage.
So he was just fucking...
Everything.
Mm-hmm. No,
he
Eve.
Had the
what was
he had the best in with bitches.
He had the best in with bitches. You can look at his family tree. Yes.
Do you know who my dad is?
Yeah, he's mine.
Yeah, he's mine too.
Wait till my father hears about this. Our father. Oh, that's that reminds me.
No, but Seth, like, if you look at the family tree,
like the family tree,
like, it's like Seth, all humanity.
Sam.
Yeah. Yes.
But who is he? All right. I'll
like, people just don't like. I like how, like, the most religious people in the world take the Bible at face value, but they draw the line at Seth. They mm-hmm. just don't acknowledge him. They're like, no, a guy named Seth?
Is he a saint?
Third. No.
Saint Seth would roll off the tongue anyway. I don't like that.
There is a Sethianism, though.
Yes. People that worship Seth. Bacchus was our runner-up.
Yeah, Bacchus, right?
Bacchus. The Bacchus theory.
Bacchus.
I just invented
is Bacchus
the
a god? I think Bacchus, was he a Loki a god? I know he got too drunk to fuck a lot of the time, he was such a winehead that he had ED.
Loopy.
He was loopy, and you
he was
can
portrayed
see him,
as such.
Yeah, he was portrayed with ED.
It's like a whiskey.
He was
guy.
Portrayed dickless. Mm. In,
so
Michelangelo statue
like gave David like the micro.
Oh,
penis.
He was a eunuch?
No,
no, if just look, a really tiny.
He
dog.
Gave
it's
Bacchus no dick, just
a sack.
And I looked at it, and it looks way more pleasing and attractive than having a small dick, like. The dickless balls looks good.
Well, a penis and balls is so busy. It's just like so
look at it, yeah.
going
one
on
One less
down
thing
there.
To look at.
It kind of streamlines it just having one thing there. Huh. It's like a chin, just like one.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
It's a nice set.
But I just can't believe Solomon, 700 wives, 300 concubines.
Nah, if you're a wife guy, you're
not
a pussy getter.
700 wives.
Seth.
Though.
He's going against Seth.
You can't. Seth.
Or what about Lamech? Was the first guy in Genesis to have two wives. I mean, he's at least a pioneer.
He's a pioneer for sure.
But they were wives, like you're saying, Kenji.
Yeah, if you're a wife guy, you don't count.
Yeah.
Seth, top five human.
All right. Seth,
I think
it
this,
is.
The top step five,
chronological.
The step sibling branch of porn dates back to Seth.
Cave drawings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, people think that's a trend now. Wrong. It's like page 3 Genesis. The beginning of
right,
time.
Right, like it's this always new have. Newfangled yeah. thing that's dangerous.
Right.
I asked like the Bible walk tour guide, her whole entire existence is the Bible, and she was like, I don't know.
Seth, Eve can't know.
Next category, our seventh category is newcomer of the year. Two words, newcomer of the year. This could be, you know, Finn Wolfhard just turned 18.
Yes, huge moment for him.
He's a runner-up. Kyle, Cole LeBrant.
Cole LeBrant. Mm-hmm. He won it in 2018.
He did.
And he was, this is just funny, he was the Dem white boy's, like, blonde dancing boy.
Yeah.
Marries, like, a conservative, very hot girl. Mm. And
With a kid already.
With a kid,
so he's a virgin marrying somebody with a kid.
And he tweets on his wedding night.
No longer a virgin,
100 emoji, hashtag marriage rocks.
Shut up. I'm so happy for him. So you like, I feel like I just fucked.
Like, what was the, is there like a grace period? Like, was it immediately after he fucked?
And she was like, go tweet it out, honey.
Like, what are you doing on your phone? Like, nothing.
I bet he asked. I bet he asked for permission. She was like, go do it. Go have fun. Let the people know.
Give him like
fucking
money
now.
What if he didn't? And she like just saw it. He was asleep like that night, and she was like, oh fuck.
Oh god.
You're saying that he didn't fuck at all?
What?
Or that he didn't ask?
She saw the tweet like hours later.
I mean, it'd be devastating.
But he didn't win. Not this year.
Not this year.
Damn.
We have a newcomer, mid-30s. We have Elliot Page. Mm-hmm.
Well deserved.
Fresh onto the scene. Mm-hmm. He wore boots to a Home Depot once, and that went viral on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And has a lot of catching up to do. Yeah. And he's doing it.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts on Elliot?
I'm taking umbrage with newcomer. I think that Elliot's been in pussy.
In a different way.
Yeah. Elliot.
No, Elliot. Elliot is a new person.
Mm-hmm.
The
counter resets to zero.
Is that true?
I mean, yes. Who'd you hook up with last night? Elliot. It was his first time.
It was his first time.
Yes.
Yeah, but okay.
Not
okay.
A new human.
That's good semantics.
Uh-huh. Yes. So
newcomer.
Obviously.
EP.
A newcomer.
Well deserved.
EP.
Joe Paterno.
Joe Paterno. He knew a comer.
Oh, he did. Oh. Yeah.
Didn't say anything, though. If he would have said something, he would have been enshrined in these halls. Mm-hmm. Statue would not be taken down. But unfortunately...
There was statutes, Tory something happening.
Yes.
anyone on the bubble?
Just Cole and Finn.
Okay.
Anything else?
I'm trying to think of newcomers. I've been doing a bad job of keeping tabs on who's come yet.
Yeah, of course.
And that's on me.
I mean, you can tell.
Yeah. Mm.
Someone come in looking anew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fresh face, sticky hands.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So like a laptop. Rocky Dennis sequel, create a movie star, get some pussy.
Someone around here.
I'm trying to think of like what would make like a 30-year-old come for the first time.
I mean,
rapidly.
I mean, coming due to sex.
Okay.
Dick to vacuum.
There might
too.
Be like a,
there's
sex comms.
Sex com. Yeah, sex. SCs.
Yeah, sex comms.
I would throw Big T in there.
Newcomer. No, he's fucked.
No, I know, but freshly.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
Is he fresh off a fuck?
Yes. You can't tell in the glow he had?
Right, and he's like standing up like straight.
Yes, he has something about
him. He has like this film of grease on his
face. A je ne sais quoi, yeah, just a stink around his loins.
I thought that was just his glow was an actual reflection of the orange he's always wearing on his face.
It could be it. That's easily mistakable for a lot. You can't tell who at Tennessee's fucked before.
That whole student body has a post-coital glow, and I just don't know what it's from.
Arian Foster, has he ever fucked?
Who's to say?
Peyton Manning?
Who's to say?
Probably
maybe
not.
There's like a tribe in the Amazon or something that's like undiscovered by humanity, and they strictly do anal sex.
There literally is. We are literally getting there.
Oh, okay.
You were here for the meeting of that.
No.
I forgot.
Yeah, that's the next one, the Innovator Award. And that's going to a tribe in the Amazon, the Trobriand Islanders. They discovered a new pussy.
What?
4,000 years ago, located between the butt cheeks. They invented butt sex.
Shut up.
Yes.
How?
They thought that fucking to completion in the ass
was just a second. They thought they discovered
That's like a Christopher Columbus.
They thought that's what provided milk for the breasts. They thought that filled
So yes, they think the babies tank. Suck semen out of titties.
No, they just thought that was like the seed for that. That hole was birth. That hole was sustenance.
Oh, not that it was like a closed
What's the noise, Owen?
Gross.
They are like a Magellan. They circumnavigated the taint to get to the butthole.
They were much
more like Columbus. They thought it was a second.
Right. They thought it was
pussy, okay, and it wasn't. Yeah. So the asshole.
They probably called it the pussy.
The West Indies.
The South Pussy.
And now
they thought they discovered the South Pussy.
Yeah.
They still think that because they're so – they don't – they're isolated from
But like Howard Zinn
technology.
Writes about
Can
it.
You do a Sir like, David Attenborough?
And the second
You'll notice upon names? Stepping on the island the stench of their penis.
Quite stinky.
What is the name of the tribe?
These are the Trobriand Islanders.
The Trobriand Islanders found a new pussy. In fact, they called it the South Pussy. Till this day, they still fuck in the asshole, thinking that it's a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Standing there just walking around the stinkiest dicks in the world.
Yeah. They have to.
Nobody's wiping.
Disgusting penises to a man.
Do you think if you... Do you think that their penises stain a different color if they fucked it in the butt enough? It has to give a hue to it. Mm-hmm. It has to gray out or brown out your penis a little bit.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like Tupperware that
I don't
spaghetti
know.
In it.
Okay.
It's like activated charcoal and toothpaste more. I like it. I think it whitens the dick.
I like that.
So it's an island of African men with just glowing white dicks.
And none of them are circumcised, so they just have like little fecal matter stuck underneath their dick flaps.
Yeah, it looks like a Dalmatian.
Yeah.
But the friction probably cleans it, though. Like
yeah,
the friction
you're right.
of the foreskin kind of.
Good for your skin.
It's like a coarse soap.
Yeah.
It just gets. Really
none
gets
of them
in
ever
there.
get head. Ever.
No, why would they?
And their
dicks smell like shit.
They have, like, genetically speaking, the biggest loads in the world. Because the only way anyone gets pregnant there anymore is if, like, a semen load kind of drips out of the person's ass and
down.
Gets to the vagina.
Yeah.
So the people making the biggest loads, just by, like, you know, whatever the survival Darwinism sort of stuff, they're the ones who survive.
Mm.
So every man there just, like... Verlander style loads.
It behooves them to have bigger loads.
Exactly.
Wait, is there a Justin Verlander load video?
Oh my god, you've never seen Justin Verlander's
it's
load?
It's a still photo on Miss Upton's back, and she's
well,
it looks
it's
like
Kate
a,
Upton,
a Jackson Pollock.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. No, there's like cigarette butts in it.
No. It was a CIA plant.
Like if the semen was blood colored, you would think it was a murder that just happened, like a vicious murder.
He should go to the doctor.
The next loads are
the,
so big.
That was the innovator to the Trobriand Islanders. That's a group award.
Congratulations.
Next
to
is innovator. This is people who have made their name
Darth Vader
in an elevator.
Elevator.
Oh. That's right. Of course, there's Ray Rice, and then there's the right afterwards. There's Neve Schulman, Coast of Catfish.
What is his elevator?
He put out the safe elevator pledge. He put his after the Ray Rice incident. He took it upon himself. Like, listen. After this, all women are going to be horrified to be in elevators with men. And so he handed over his heart in front of an elevator, and he said, this is my pledge to women. You're always in a safe elevator.
This elevator will remain abuse-free.
What the fuck would he have done if it was him and Ray Rice in the elevator and that woman, though?
Yeah, like, it's Ray Rice's, like, vascular, enormous forearm, and you just see, like, Neve Schulman's little hand just grab... No. Not today, Raymond.
I took the oath. He's just, like, buckling. Like, what is happening?
Solange Knowles is, like, looking for Neve Schulman.
Where's Neve? If only Neve was... He's like the... Like, you know, Mark Wahlberg said he would stop 9/11. That's Neve. He's like, if I was in that elevator, no way.
If I was in that elevator, that fist was not crashing into that woman.
Neve would have got knocked out, too.
Does Neve Schulman live in an elevator? Like, how applicable is that pledge? Like, you have to be in it one with him.
And, like, he's a not fit guy. Like, he probably is like, I'll take... He's just, like, going to take the stairs. He, like, sees a jack dude getting in an elevator. He's like, I'm going to take the steps. Yep. It's for, like, health.
Please, Neve.
He didn't win.
He didn't. It's got to go to Steven Tyler, who wrote the song about fucking in an elevator.
Yeah.
And he's an expert fucksmith. But he
statistically fucked everywhere he's been for a duration of longer than 10 minutes.
He's probably fucked on escalators.
Wow. Oh, probably moving walkways.
Yeah. I feel like the time you need, it must be a long escalator. Or short
for Tyler, though?
No, I think he was walking up a down.
He just jams it.
Go forever.
I like to walk up down escalators just to fuck longer.
And jams it with a scarf and just overloads it.
This guy's going forever.
You see him like going towards the down escalator. He's like, oh, he's about to fuck for a long time.
This guy has such good stamina.
From the walking steps.
What's the secret?
At Dulles Airport.
We did it at the mall.
So that's our innovator. The next is the statistician award. Somebody who's fucked so much, it's a statistic.
Mm.
Of course, runner-up Genghis Khan. But there's we have morality clauses here. And he, not a great guy. So that's why we went with Fidel Castro for this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great
guy. He's claimed, this is public, 35,000.
35,000.
Almost doubles up Will Chamberlain, who's at a 1.5 a day.
I love how 5,000 women to you is like just a negligible.
In this case,
of course. That's why he's the statistician. You just made 5,000 women a statistic.
Yeah, they barely even count.
So there are, at the time in the 80s, probably when he was the most active fucking, 70s, 80s maybe, I think there was 9.8 million people in Cuba.
Okay. Wow.
So let's say 5 million were women. Of that, he fucked 35,000. That's almost 1%. That's 0.8.
Mm. And that counts as a stat.
That's a stat.
If there's only one decimal, it's a stat.
But we can rule out non-fucking age.
Well,
we can rule out under 14.
Yeah, under 14.
13.
Well, he fucked 15-year-olds.
He fucked 15-year-olds.
So,
okay. There's no statute there. No.
So cutting out that group,
he made this
demographic, we can say that he's fucked over 1% of all the women in Cuba.
Nice. When we looked the same, I looked like
you
Fidel
look exactly like Fidel Castro.
You're a more persuasive Fidel Castro. If you're smoking a cigar right now or something, wearing some khakis, hand rolling something up.
Yep.
At a playa somewhere, bro. Ooh, you'd be fucking.
You'd be, you'd be swimming in Cuban pussy.
Did he have like a bang bus or something? A Cuban version of that?
No, an old timey car.
Exactly, because they can't have new cars. He's driving an old timey bus, VW bus. Yeah.
I was trying to just think of one thing that was Cuban.
I couldn't.
I was like,
Sobeys.
That's not.
Sophie's like the restaurant?
Sobe.
Oh, he had his own drink. Like the overweight women he fucked was like his bay of pigs. Yeah. No, it's like Queen of Hearts. That was his Bay of Pigs.
a historic time. It's a historic Mr. Castro. Time.
Next category is the gone too soon category. This is somebody who was right on the cusp of just
tearing up the town,
and they it was cut short.
Mm.
So there's a few people here that could have made it.
Roberto Clemente,
of course. Roberto Clemente. Because
once you get your 3,000 hit, that's when the hoes start taking.
That's when it's a whole different caliber that starts. Yeah,
exactly.
You
absolutely get the Hall of Fame.
A good runner-up.
Pounding potential is at the most
on on the athletic front. Again, still Oscar Pistorius on the cover of Wheaties.
Yes, definitely.
Progressive. I mean, I'd imagine he liked being pegged. He had two.
A lover of holes despite not being a whole person.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I mean, imagine the leg technology that they were getting towards. Mm-hmm. Like, he was probably just about to come into his own.
Yes, exactly. And
Haley Joel Osment, his fame
was too big for a boy.
His puberty was, like, at the same time, like, just long enough for him to become irrelevant and fat.
Yes.
Mm. If he was 2 years older, he would have cashed.
But when he was applying to NYU, he probably thought that he was going to have not only the entire NYU student body and every woman in each of their dorms at his disposal, but all of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got fat-faced.
The Sprouses did, yeah.
Then he got fat.
The Sprouses took great advantage of that. They did almost the same exact career path, and it worked out for them.
Yes, and they even showed their penises online.
Exactly.
The one did.
I don't know. Cole and Dylan.
Cole showed his penis, I think, and Dylan said that they were identical except for penises.
Yes.
Because
which seems to make sense. That checks out. Yeah.
His brother's penis. It's tough if your twin brother leaks a nude and it's not flattering.
It's essentially leaking a nude of you. It's fucked up.
It's actually revenge porn, kind of, in some ways.
Another runner-up of the Gone Too Soon is Jokar Tsarnaev.
Oh, the Boston Bomber?
Tsarnaev, well-deserved.
Cover of the Rolling Stone. You think, wow, like, There were women fawning over him.
Big weed smoker.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He loved to smoke weed and have some bitches over to chill.
Insane volume to the hair.
Loved barstool sports.
Dude, you assume so? He was a Boston.
He'd comment nonstop like, yo, this wouldn't fly.
He was on the block. He was at the black house. He was at the black.
Just had phone parties.
But we couldn't have him just because of his atrocities. So,
but outside of that.
But he was on that cover after he did that?
Yeah, why would he be on before? Because this dude likes weed.
this moderately attractive guy. Yeah.
Just smokes, and he's from Boston.
No, it was, he bumped, I believe, Jim Morrison from the cover.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Legend.
But yeah, we got to go, though, with Lance Bass.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, he fucked Topanga.
Lance Bass fucked Topanga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Roan, do you really want to say that?
No, I think that's fine.
I think it's known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe they did, or they at least have a romantic picture together.
Wait. What's their... What's Bass, Fischl, and then her new guy is named what? Carp? Bass,
what the
Fish,
fuck?
Carp?
Wow. She likes fishmen.
Who's this cutie? Who's the lead of The Shape of Water?
Oh
my!
Yeah. Oh, who's the guy that plays Morpheus? He's cute. But yeah, you gotta give it to Lance Bass. He could, he was probably the number three on the cuteness rankings in NSYNC, and that's nothing to you podium on it. If you podium cuteness rankings NSYNC,
Timberlake JC,
Timberlake JC Bass.
He would have been
Chris
the top
Kirkpatrick.
Of the hierarchy, for every girl.
Yes.
If it was personality, Fatone makes it in there, but it's not.
You can't move the goalposts.
Yes, it's just looks.
Right. So Lance Bass, boy band, maybe the biggest boy band in the world, competing for it, and gay.
Mm-hmm. Damn. And he definitely tried it out. There's no doubt in my mind that he tried it out, but he just had to back away from the ball. It wasn't for him.
Yeah.
You always wonder what could have been.
I would say right now, if I was in this position, I definitely would have fucked girls.
Because shows how gay he was. Because if he was even a little bit straight, he would have just taken advantage of it, or even questioning it, or just like not very gay. He
it's almost
just
privileged, right?
I'm stuck on Topanga going from Bass to Carp.
Yeah, what a finding that is.
You see her in the stands of a baseball game, a guy in a bright orange.
Dude, I looked at this picture you're talking about. It looks like they got married.
She's the fucking Marlins man.
She's fucking Marlins man. Oh, God.
Marlins man. How'd you pull Topanga?
Mr. Lundgren, what's Dolph short for?
Not too bad. Shoot,
fuck. Yeah, so Lance Bass, congratulations.
She loved Tim Salmon at the fucking Angels game.
Childhood crush was Trey Anastasio. That's the lead singer of Fish.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Of course it is. Yeah.
But of course.
Anastasio, is that like a Greek word for fish?
The next one's going to go to a woman. And this is a paradox. That
What is this?
This is hairiest pussy.
Hairiest pussy. Riley Reed?
No. Hairiest.
Thinking the wrong way.
We're talking the paradox.
Oh, okay. It's the theory that no woman at any moment in history is less than 2 degrees of separation from sexual separation from two men named Harry.
No women have fucked two Harrys.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Huh.
Every woman that's ever fucked a Harry has stopped and said, I'm never doing that again. Ever.
No way.
No, it's we more we did the research. It's more unconscious. It's more
it is
more involuntary.
It's a passive thing.
Yeah. It's like the birthday paradox.
So it was it was like a what? 750,000
way
tie for the hairiest pussy.
So
we
have to go. What do you go? Status?
Well, you have to go with who took a hairy dick the best.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say Olivia Wilde with Harry Styles now. You could say
Wilde Cockburn.
Ginny Weasley.
Wait,
yep. Calista Flockhart was married to Harrison Ford. Does that count?
Yeah, of course.
And Harry, I guess, in some ways.
Of course, but there is somebody with more status than Harrison
Styles.
Ford himself.
Taylor Swift.
More.
Oh, is it Bess Truman?
It's Bess Truman.
Oh, fuck.
It is Bess Truman.
Saw that coming.
Wow, yeah.
Harry was dropping the bomb every single night.
Yes. Damn. You,
instead of a mirror over their bed, it was like that newspaper that he was holding up.
Dewey defeats Truman.
He just hate fucked every night.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Dewey's wife. So she has to be the hairiest pussy.
Of course. Wow. I don't even know how I didn't think
by
that.
Magnitude. Yeah.
By magnitude.
By
certainly.
Atomic number ranking. Well,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of who fucked Ms. Tubman.
Harriet Tubman?
Yeah.
The government. Honey.
The government.
In some ways. But she was a Civil War general.
Was she really?
Ms. Tubman. Yeah. She was.
I don't remember that part from the movie.
An historic general. So, I mean, but it's. It depends on who was fucking her. I think the best
above
Truman
ground
was,
railroads probably put her out of business.
Yeah. That's a strike against her.
Wait a minute. After all the work I've done, you're just going to fucking put these on land? What the fuck?
We have bad infrastructure in America as a nod to Miss Tubman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't have that many above ground railroads because it would be a slap in the face to all the work.
Mm-hmm. So congrats to her for posthumously winning Harriest Pussy. Should we shave it or does it matter?
And speaking of Harry Pussy, if you have a bush, you definitely haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today, Manscaped. Mm-hmm. After using these life-changing products, you're going to want to join a ball sack beauty contest. I'm looking out for you too because I have an exclusive 20% off discount if you use code ANUS at manscaped.com. Now, Kyle, you had a funny grooming story to talk about, didn't you?
No.
All right, be shy. That's fine. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 3.0. It's a waterproof cordless body trimmer. There's a ton of liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine.
You know who could have used that? Bess.
Bess mm-hmm. Truman.
With her posthumously overgrown bush.
That's exactly right.
At the morgue, they should have been using this to get her down to a nice, you know, landing strip.
And Hiroshima could have used the crop reviver. Because that ground was scorched. But this one is a ball toner. It's a spray-on testy toner that's designed to make your balls smell irresistible. And you can also add a refined cologne to your arsenal. So you're going to be smelling good head to sack.
Imagine Bacchus with that.
Imagine Bacchus with the ball.
That's all
you
had to worry about is the ball toner.
You're a fat man or a little boy. It doesn't matter. You really want to get shaved.
Yes. And you guys can get 20% off plus free shipping with code ANUS, ANUS at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for your bush trimming experience. Again, 20% off shipping code. 20% off and free shipping with code ANUS at manscaped.com. Change that. Oops, I skipped a part. Gut bush, change that. Manscaped.
Change that bush you've got.
All right, it's time for our final award. Again, thank you guys for joining us. You know, you guys have come on here a lot. You guys are probably the two most recurring guests. It's almost a tradition at this point. And that's what this final 13th award is, the PG-13s, the final one. The keeper of tradition. Somebody who's kept an old tradition alive. And go ahead, Mr. Bauer.
The oldest form of getting pussy in the world of humanity is by purchasing it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Adam paid with a rib.
Go back to Bathsheba.
Yep. Literally paid for it.
To
Romulus, Remus. They both had a whore mother.
Yes.
Ruth. Yeah.
Mark Mary Antony.
Magdalene.
Yeah.
Et cetera. We know more old whores than any old women that we know.
But ironically, it's not just traditionalist to pay for pussy. It is progressive.
Mm-hmm. Now it's become the most progressive thing you can do.
Sex positive. Yes.
If you don't pay for pussy,
OnlyFans, etc.
Yeah,
exactly.
Of course.
If you don't have an OnlyFans, you're stealing pussy away from the sex worker industry. It's fucked up.
Yeah,
and that's who keeps tradition more and makes it and publicizes buying pussy more than Dan Bilzerian.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, wow. He's famous for it. He keeps a harem of women around him at all times.
His mansion.
I would argue a surplus.
Yes. A surplus.
Too
yes.
many. A vast surplus.
Too much. Like
it's constant.
He's like the Mr. Beast
house
of
parties. He's like a.
You could slip and stumble into pussy.
Yeah, his next door neighbor.
I like to think that he has two next door neighbors, and like the one's just like. He has a wild rager and people are drunk and passed out and like there's some overflow of passed out women, prostitutes in the neighbor's yard and he like goes out to get the paper and he's like, He's not looking. He steps in some pussy. He's like, ah. Knocking on the door.
He's like, Dan, I understand I was your age once. I get that you're having fun, but if you could please just stop leaving the pussy in my yard.
I'm sure it was an accident. I'm sure they, you know, she just got out.
I was taking my trash out last night, slipped and fell.
He's holding up a slipper and there's just like.
Fell into one of your naked woman's pussies.
Yeah, and then, and you know, again, I'm sure it was an accident. Just like, be sure to be mindful and just pick it up next time. It's fine that you know. And it's fine.
That's not your pussy, is it, in my yard?
Goes back inside. His wife's like, what's
that
smell?
I wish there was more, yeah.
So, it's fucking neighbors again. It was
fucking
Dan.
Stepped in pussy.
I don't want to talk about the bylaws with the homeowners association. But.
And the other neighbor's like a real curmudgeon, has a big fence. And like Dan's knocking on the door like a boy that just like threw his ball over the fence. Like, just knocks. He's like, hey, I was on my roof and I threw some pussy off and it went to your yard. Wondering if I could get that back. And the neighbor's like, no, it's my pussy now. It's my,
there's a pussy graveyard.
In my yard.
And then there's like the friendly dad joke guy. He's like, oh, new pussy there. Oh,
yeah, like Dan, he's fucked her all night, so he's spraying her off in the front yard like he's cleaning. He's like, oh, when'd you get that?
Mind if I take her for a spin?
Is that the new model? Is that the new model?
No, I'm just kidding.
You thinking about getting a new pussy yourself?
I've been pestering the wife for me to get one of those, and nah. She said maybe once the kids are in college.
Don't swim for 30 minutes after pussy.
Just spraying down his naked girls.
It's like
trimming his
Rachel
bushes.
It's like a leaf blower. It's like borrowing a leaf blower. Like he's like Dan. Like sees like the guy in the back of his garage. Like some of Dan's pussy. He's like, wait, I lent you that pussy. What, last December?
Mm-hmm. I saw my pussy chained up in your garage. Right. You know, you're just not using it. So.
Not to be a sticker. If it's in my yard, it's my pussy.
Mm-hmm. That guy probably should be on the award for the trickle down pussy.
Also,
oh,
true.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
His neighbor. His neighbor, who just gets pussy
just
thrown
like,
over the fence like a frisbee.
Stepped on pussy. Like, honey, his wife's like, honey, why do you keep taking the trash out so late at night?
Just sniffing his slippers. Oh, yeah.
Danny.
Or the dude that's just pissed off and is angrily stacking the pussy on Dan Bilzerian's lawn afterwards, just passive-aggressively putting the pussy back in his face.
Pussy again? There's kids that live here.
Daniel Alexander.
What
did I tell you about leaving your pussy laying out in the yard?
Come outside, pick it up.
Just rubs
Mom.
His nose in the pussy.
This'll teach him.
He stacks them in a corner in the garage. Like, no, put them away. Put them in their drawers.
Spring cleaning time.
So that's the PG-13.
That's the PG-13.